Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
All right, we're holding today Yud Aleph, Amud Aleph. A blot behind, not quite a blot behind. Today should be Yud Beis, we're on Yud Aleph. Where the Gemara brings, a good place to start. The Bayer HaPapa. That's the wide lines. Four lines down from the wide lines. What we just brought is how to go about doing the act of the Kmitza. HaPapa originally started and said, what does it mean, Kmitza? So originally we said that it's going to kamsi inchi. Mara brought again, let me go just a reference to what we have going back. Going back to what we said before. The Gemara brought, at first it said there's going to be kamsi, it's a keitzan kaitzin. And the Gemara brought, going to kamsi inchi. The going to kamsi inchi means the way you normally take with your hands. Rashi says it's done with all the fingers. And then Igmara says, what do you mean? Zuzerik Mitsa, so which means that the Gudol and the fourth finger, and that means that you don't count the amount that's enclosed within the Zeris, the little finger. So the Gemara then says, so what do you do? You're meichik be'etzvak tana milmata. You do it only with three fingers. And the Gemara ultimately says that when you do it, the masika is done because it's from the Avodas Kashya Shem Mikdash. By the machmas and marcheshes. Agav, we can even say, when is the masika itself done? Is it done by minchas seilas? Or is it done only by a machmas and marcheshes? There is a Tosfos later on, that Tosfos says that the Mechika takes place by the Machmas and Marcheshes, not by the Minchas Seilas. The Tosfos on Maf Nun Dalet, we have a Tosfos, that the Tosfos says it like that. There's a Tosfos on Maf Nun Dalet. But here we have it from the Amaris Kashyam and Mignesh, at least we got the Machmas and Marcheshes, because it's chunky. Here we have Tzatz Kutchen B'Liel, Soit Perakama, Havlein L'Misayin, Gabi Machmas and Marcheshes, Zui Amaris, the Avaris Kutchen Shememigdash, and Tais says there that it applies Dafke by the Machmas and Marcheshes. We have a problem that we have to deal with the Minchas Seilas, because when you do the Mechikam by a Seilas, the way the Rashi says later on, Agav, we'll have to see more about that later. It's not really done with Silas. It's not because there's a dough that forms, even by Minchas Silas. Remember, there's oil in it. By the time you go and you do it, this whole thing, it's almost a mess. So you gotta do the mechika of that also. It's not stop it. You brush it off. It's not like that. It's not like you brush off. There's an Isa of that also. Sach Rashi later on and Dafayidalid Nusach, but it is like that. All right, we'll let that. I don't want to get off the track with that. Well, one second. So here it says it's from the Avodas Kashya Shem Mikdash. Okay, now what? Let's take a look over here and whether we hold like that. What's interesting is the Rambam and Perusha Mishnayis. Let me read the Rambam Perusha Mishnayis. The Rambam over here in Perusha Mishnayis comes and he says the following. V'ha'emes b'seder k'mitza v'hu ma shalamadnu min ha'gemara ma she'omar malo kumtso k'nebekamtsi inchi. That which we learn. Now, what is it? Can it be katsi ichi? Malay chavtav. Can it be chavtav ichi? When it comes to Yom HaKippurim, by chafidus haktayrus, the same thing. V'nidche davar ha'aymer. And that, the one that said not like that, is Nidcha. We don't hold like that. The one that said what? The Dvar Ho'emer Shumid Avadis HaKoshis. Shevishi Yeshmo Kushi Yushmir Ma'alya. No, Yushmir Ma'alya. The one that says from the Avadis Koshis Shevamigdash, we don't hold it's from the Avadis Koshis Shevamigdash. We hold it to become Tzayinshi. Not that you brush it off. When the Rabbah brings it, the Dinam of Kmitza, the Rabbah, we have the Rabbah in Maisar Karbonis, to see what the Rabbah is. The Rabbah comes in Maisar Karbonis, doing that, and the Rabbah does not bring that at all. But let's take a look over here. The Rabbah, when he brings Yud Gimel Yud Beis, see a second. Yud Gimel Yud Beis in Maisar Karbonis,
that you leave all your fingers?
Yeah. Then give me your days. The Rambam here comes and says the following. Seder Havas HaMitzvah. We have Ketzad. Maybe Adam Silas. Okay, he brings his Silas to be Beso and fine. Very good. Then the Bim Haisa Mitzvah Silas. Nice on the Klisharis. And the Kacham Klisharis. Okay, fine. Very good. Ba'akayin ma'licha yitzal mizbeach, he's misalik the levayna. V'naysin ha'akayin, then what? Ma'gisha v'karen d'remiz ma'aravis, misalik yitzal levaynasa v'tzad echad. V'kayin tzvimachem shen yisra v'shamna, shenemra v'solta v'shamna. V'naysin ha'akayin tzlikli sharis. And fine, very good. V'naysin ha'akayin tz. And how does it go? Ketzad kaitzin. How does he go about doing the kmitza? Ketzad kaitzin menachas hanikmatzis. Kederach shekayimitz kol adam. He does it the same way. Every person goes and he takes flour from his hand. With his hand. Ketzad kaitzin menachas hanikmatzis. Kederach shekayimitz kol adam. What does he do? Paishet etz ba'aisa v'al pas yada v'kayimitz. He takes, stretches his fingers. Takes it like everybody else takes everything else. And he then folds his fingers. Al pasiano mekaimitz. Now what? Kamad. That's it. Which means, the rabbi, he doesn't bring it. You know, they ask, why doesn't he bring the fact that it's Avadis Kashish HaMemigdash? After all, he brings Avadis Kashish HaMemigdash in other places. Let's have a Yom HaKippurim. Let's come there and Avadis Yom HaKippurim. He doesn't hold of that, Mashmal says. He holds it, this whole thing that we're used to saying, that he goes and he's meichik it with a little finger and a gudo and he sticks it in the middle. That we have a machmas of our cheshes. No, doesn't hold the whole thing. He holds like the Gemara holds that it's going to become tziyinshi. That he doesn't hold the whole thing. He doesn't hold over here. That is a problem to not meichik it with this. And the Rabbi Berusha Mishnayis says it. Berusha Mishnayis, he says it. Over here, he doesn't say anything to the contrary. He doesn't bring what the Gemara says over here. And the Chatzim are big enough, Gemina, Legabe, Nes, and Noisei Kalim are not necessarily learning like that. But Lechaira, that's the beer of the rum that we have over here. Tosfos brings.
What happens? Stuff is sticking out.
Yeah. So, okay. Yeah. So what will happen? Let's say, so Jonathan is asking, okay, fine, very good. Let's say he doesn't. Let's say the stuff, is sticking out. And you can have that, like the Karen Ira says. Let's say fine, so he doesn't hold of it. Well, Lemaisa, how do you get rid of it?
Or do you have to get rid of it?
Avada, I think it's a portion, but Avada, you have to get rid of it. Otherwise, it's going to be a reboy. It's not going to have the sham this year. It's going to be this Rabba of the Kaibitz. In which case, but a chaps very big left, Kaminas. Tosfos says, in Ksuvis, we have the Tosfos in Ksuvis. Undafhei in the middle of the Aganto on the top of Hayam and Bays, that Tosfos holds, let's say for example, you would, according to the Gemara, you would be Chayfe Shalosh Etba Isaf. He wants to know what now? Let's say you didn't do it with the little finger or with the thumb to get rid of it. Like you didn't do it with the left hand.
Wow.
Do it with the left hand or get another Kayan.
Why do you smoke?
And they said, because it's not going to be like, it's going to be a problem of smoke. It's going to be a problem of smoke. Why is it a problem of smoke? Because it's part of the Avaida. And why is it part of the Avaida? Because it's where it's true, because once it's telling you to do the Kmitza, all the fingers somehow have to be involved. You can either have all the fingers involved, because it becomes a yinchi, or you can have the fingers involved, because you're using it as machika. The machika is part of the avaida. For example, let's say he'd be able to be mefagel by the machika. Let's say he'd think shalom lishma. Let's say he would go by, he would think shalom lishma by a minchas chaytay. He's in the process of the minchas chaytay, doing the minchas chaytay, the kmitza, brushing it off and thinking shalom lishma. Would that pass on the mincha? The old part of the avaida, it could very well, it's going to pass on the mincha, the chayra here. Now let's say, can a mekatsi ichi, when it says kaimitz, there is no din of machike. That means that the machike there, if you hold the fiha emet, it's not part of the avaida. So like Jonathan asked, well, what did it say? It's avaida skas shem emigdash. It's certainly for the avaida skas shem emigdash. Let's say there's stuff that's sticking out. That's no problem. That you can do with the left hand. That would not be a problem because once you're using the entire hand, then it's not, then you're yitzel halavite of the kmitza. If that's something sticking out, lefiha emes, it's not part of the avaida, you would not be able to be mefagel. You wouldn't be able to go and do a shalom lishma. You wouldn't be able, it's not part of the avaida. That which Taismith says in Ksuvis is going only if you hold from like that side of the Gemara of the avaida is kosher b'migdash. Then the mechika, there's a din of mechika, that's an integral part of the avaida to brush it off. If the fiyah habits we don't hold like that, that means that there's no, the mechika is not part of the avaida. Not part of the avaida, so you can do it with the left hand. Get another kind to do it even. There wouldn't be a problem. Get a zohar to do it. That wouldn't even make a difference. You can have a zohar go do it. Then you don't have to have the dafkid on this way. So this very big dafkid means and how we come out that the Rabbah is really, he never brings it like this. You do chav 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 gimel, I suppose. And everybody asks, why doesn't he hold like that? If you take a look at Perikin Gimel, Maisar Kabbadis, then it's going to be enough gimel. I don't know why Baruch David is so quiet.
I'm reading it. The Bari Korkus quotes the Pirsha Mishnayos, and he says,
maybe he didn't say Berchas HaTorah yet or something. I don't know.
No, Rabbi, can you hear me?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. No. The Bari Korkus quotes the Pirsha Mishnayos. He's very puzzled.
I can't hear you.
He's
what?
Very. Who? The Bari Korkus.
Yeah, the Bari Korkus is not quote, going like everything we're saying over here.
He quotes the Pirsha Mishnayos, and he's very puzzled.
Yeah, and not only that, other places, the other two, by Malika,
yes.
By the Chafinus, and he says, but it's Kashem Mimigdash. The Rabbah brings that.
By only by Malika, I don't think by Afinus.
But over there, does he bring this as one of
the... By Afinus, he does not bring it.
No, he doesn't bring this over there. But he says, but he, by Malika, he says,
He says by Malika.
Why does he leave it out over here? I think that's the problem of the Rikorkis. Yes. Right.
Yeah, he says it must have been a different gear to someplace. I mean, that's the bottom line.
Yeah, but it's like light this way means that it means that he's Muslim like Rapapa. He says like Rapapa, he's not going to be Katsuyichi. And the MS is not saying Torah and the Rambam only. This is the Rambam. It's explicit in the Perusha Mishnayos. I don't know if you saw the Rambam Perusha Mishnah. Perusha Mishnah.
No, I have it in front of me. And the Marie Korkus quotes it also.
Yeah. There's a reason he omits it. He omits it Yeah. Well, here we have different svaras over here, klaras or hakiras that we have. The Bayer HaPapa. We have four lines now for the white lines. Bayer HaPapa. Comments, brush, and spice, and we said the CSMI, that's not in my, Mimata Lamaila, instead of doing it, can it become Sayyid Shein Norman, like the scooping type of activity, that motion? He doesn't Mimata Lamaila take it. We want to know whether or not the act of Kamitza, let's say he clutches, he also different things, the same types of smaras and kakiras that the Gemara says in Yuma when we talk about the Chafina. Amar Rabbapa Pshitali, Belai Chafnav Kinemachafti Ichi. Big head, it's Rabbapa. Rabbapa says, like he said, like we had before, that when it comes to Kamitza, it means Kinemachafti Ichi. Here we're talking about Chafina Saktiris and Yeraki Purim. Now we have by Rabbapa the same type of clear. What about in Yom HaKippurim? The same things as the Gemara in Yuma. We have different ways how the Kohen Gadol is able to to be Mekayim the Chafina on Yom HaKippurim. Chafad v'Rosh Etzba'isav Amar Min Atzadim. He gets it from the sides and he doesn't go kind of, normally the act of scooping. Chafad v'Zu the karma to Eitzel. Let's say he does it each hand by itself, each hand by itself, and then he brings them together, as opposed to doing the act together, like you normally would scoop together. You put the hands right close to each other. Well, yeah, well, all right. I don't know which one's going to be saying he's going to get more of what, if this way. Yeah, all right, yeah. Mal Teku. Myra Papa, what about this? Dav Kayla Kaimits Padapte Damada, my. Let's say he went and he stuck the Kaimits against the wall of the Klisharis, as opposed to putting it on the bottom. My Tekli Boy, all you need, maybe it's good enough, all you need is to put it inside the Kli, and you do have that. Oh, Dilma. Maybe you have to put it down inside into the bottom of it. It's not good enough, the fact that you stick it into the side. Well, I can take it. Let's see, turn the klisharis over. Inverted the whole thing, it's upside down. The dafke the kaimitz are isa the mother. Then you took the kaimitz, and you stuck it into the bottom. It has a base kibble on the bottom, but you stuck it in, so it's really upside down, the whole thing. My, I'm not going to say I'm waiting for you. It's in the kli, but it's, of course, not a normal way to do it. You have to do it the normal way, the way you put it on the bottom, right side up. But like I did, these things, we don't have it. Rashi comes over here, could have become Sayyidshi. Well, let's say over here, Barisei Damada, if you see the way the Rashi said Barisei Damada, or actually more, Davke Lekaimitz. You see the way Rashi learned it? Davke Lekaimitz. Davke Lekaimitz. Bishas Kidusho. He did it time in the Kiddush, which is a somewhat of a chiddush. The Rambam learns this case. It's talking about Shas Kibitza. What do you mean? Davke the Kaimitz. Rashi learned that was the case. In other words, you had the Kaimitz in your hand, you put it into the Kli to be Mekadosh it, and you stuck it on the bottom. Yeah, not when you're doing Shas Kibitza. The Rambam is not like that. The Rambam learned the case was the Tzura of the Kibitza was different. You did it B'Shas the Kibitza. Rashi says B'Shas the Kiddush. Alright, and then Barisa the Mada, Rashi said, God show you the Kli base Kibbel Me'achayrav. He doesn't say it exactly the way I said it. I said it that he stuck it at the bottom right side. Upside down. Right, the Rabbam is not, I mean, Rashi is not saying it like that. He's saying, Oyel the Kli, Beis Kimo Be'achayrav. In the back of the Kli, or the bottom of the Kli, there's a receptacle also. In other words, you want to drink soda, What do? You take the kli, make it right side up, you pour the Pepsi Cola or something inside the thing. But if you wanted to, you'd be able to invert the kli, put it there upside down, and if you want, you can go pour some on the bottom where it's upside down, because there's a receptacle, there's a base kibble on the outside also. That's how we learned over here, Christian. You had that also. What? Yeah, we do have a shita. If you look at the shita, the kubetzes, and the chavtes that we have, bekaris, Rashi, b'mitzav yad, li nira, b'ariza demana, shehafach ha-kli, v'davke l'kaimitz, b'yaris demana, b'taychay. That's why we said it. V'nira l'faresh, shehafach ha-kli, v'zorak v'toch ha-kaimitz, v'yomata l'mailu. That sounds like the way we said it, I think. I mean, that, you see the Shita Mekubetzes and Ice Chavtes. All right, so these are different ways that we can learn what the Shaila of the Gemara was. Okay. But this would mean that Gemara is the Gabi, how we learn this Gemara. What is it exactly? It's going to become Tzayichi. It's not going to become Tzayichi. Do you do it with three fingers? And you know, the Rambam doesn't bring. It's interesting that the Rambam does not bring that. He does not bring, again, the fact that it's from the Almighty's Kosheshem in English, like he brings it by Chafinus Arcturus and by Malika. Chafinus Arcturus, of course, when he goes into the Kodesh Kodoshim, the second Chafina, where he does, it's Miksha, how he does it, of course, as we have spoken about many, many times. Ketzan Huayza, the Mishnah tells us. What do you do? Ketzan Huayza, Pashin is Maisa, Malpasiano. What do you do then? Paishin and Kaysan Uisa. Paishin is as for Isa, stretches out his fingers, again, Al Pasiano, and then and Rima Shavna, Chasa Shavna, Kisilvainasa is Pasula. What we have over here is Rashi comes and tells us, let's see what this means. Rima Shavna, the Dina like. When the Torah says, that when you have the Asiris Oefa, you have to have oil. How much? A like, or Luke. Can you have a bench day means? The I crowd will become a like shaman. You have a like shaman, and that's the amount. Chiser Shamna, let's say it's less than that, it's possible. And then it says another thing. But by the way, let's say you want to have more than an Asiris Oefa. Is it commensurate, the amount of oil that you have together with the amount of flour? Or is it a steady amount, a fixed amount of a loik shaman? Let's say you have a mincha of 20 Israelis. Do you have one loik shaman? Or do you have 20 lugin? What do you have exactly? Well, that will have that has come be later on, not peches. That we have later on in Menachos, that's a separate issue. Whether or not it fluctuates, the amount of oil with the amount commensurate with the amount of flour that you have. Or it's a steady amount, a fixed amount. Proportionally. You go proportionally or not. Right. So now. So Nacho. So it says, Ketzan Huayza, Paishan Itzmaayza, Vapasyana, Rima Shamna, Chasa Shamna, and Kisa Levainasa Psula. If it's less than the amount of a kibitz. They say, how much Levina do you put together with it? A kibitz. I should mention something. Tvei Negei over here, of course, that the Bavli does not deal with, but only the Rishalmi deals with. When we talk about the kibitz of Levina, whose kibitz?
Whose hand?
Is it the Bailam that's giving the Mincha? Or is it the Kayim? We talked about this when we learned Shkolim. In the Rishkalmi and Shkolim, the sixth parak and Shkolim, whether or not the very, very important thing over here that we have over here, and that is, again, is the Bailim of the Mincha his kibitz? Is it the Kayim that's going to do the Avaida? We have to know which Kayim is going to do the Avaida. could be a 100 kaihanim. You don't know who's going to do it. He's going to wind up doing it. So it's going to depend on his hand how much he used. It's not going to be able even to do it until he gets it. How does anybody know which kain is going to do it? Let's say Rishabha, so there, when we talk about the Levita, you look at the Rishabha, and Rishabha is a Shkolim, Perifavit Shkolim, whether or not it's based on the Bailam or it's the Kaimitz. Yeah, you're right, very good. Yeah, but then we have a Chesik Shleimer by Estab Mincha. The Chesik Shleimer says, like, the Kaimitz of the Kayin, not by the, Mikdashtavid, because it goes like the Bailam, I mean, by Estab Mincha, that we have. Yeah. By Estab Mincha, that depends who you go with, right? Actually, Shamili mentioned one thing here. Let's say a person is Menade the Levita. There are two ways you can bring the Levita. You can bring the Levita because you have to bring the Levita because it's part of the Mincha. Shem and Levita. That Mincha and that Levita, who's Levita? I mean, whose kibbutz of Levita do you bring? The Kayin or the Bailam. That's, we have a big machlokes in this. That's totally the Cheshek Shleimer, the big Dishlavit. Is it the Bailam? Is it the Kayin? Big machlokes. Now let's say it's a Harei Olai to bring Levina. Alright, Harei Olai to bring a Kaimitz of Levina. Okay? Whose Kaimitz? Harei Olai by Kaimitz or Harei Olai? The Kayin's Levina. And that's what the Rishalmi is talking about. The Rishalmi is talking about the Shir Levina when you give it a Levina. Now we have another issue again. Let's say a regular Mincha. Who's Levina? Whose Kaimitz do you, whose Kaimitz is it? That's also. That's another, we have that, like you're saying, the Chesh Shleimer with the Mignishlovin. Mignishlovin fell in the Bailin. You want to take a look at the Mignishlovin, it's in a Lamet. The Chesh Shleimer learns that it's the Kaya. Now what? Pechi Dami Rima Shamna. What is the case? Now, look, Rashi tells us right away. It says right of Rima Shamna. What is this thing with Rima Shamna? Rashi right away in the Mishnah told us what? Rima Shamna. The Dina Lug, in the Omer Perk Shtemidis, Maika the Mincha, the like Shaman. And it's Chisa Shabda, that's Chisa Kalshu, it's a muscle. Chisa Levina, San Shia Levina, is a Malekaimitz. Farish Loving, Sarah Shabbat, Nehemiah, Haram, we learned that out. But so now the Gemara says, Hey Chidama, what does it mean? How much, Lachar, what does the Gemara mean? How much is it this rabbit? Let's say he's supposed to have a like, and you have a little bit more than us. Not exact. What's enough Gemina? Exact. It's insignificant. Maybe insignificant doesn't make enough Gemina. No. Maybe it has to be exact. Or maybe it even has to be double. We don't know. What does it mean? Rima Shabda, how much? Amar Abalasik, Kachihifishla. Shnei like Lugin. There is a chashan amount. You had double. Think about the guy. Maybe it means not that at all. What it means is shehifrishla, like Rashi says, l'shei mincha zu, you did another leg. Beis lugit the irvu ima. That why? The nearest Gishnei Halecha, the nearest like two Menachos, two Karbonis, the Mishnei Halecha. Abba Malayu Betza, maybe the Enchanami. Enchanami. Maybe that's insignificant, it's nothing. Kadari Mashemed, the Chulam Mashemed, the Chavarta. The Chitay Mashemed, the Chulam Mashemed, the Chavarta. Maybe you'll say that does not possible, like possible. What will happen then? Minchas chayte, the pasal b'shemet. We know, of course, that if I have minchas chayte, there's a lav You cannot have Levina, and you cannot have Shadalita, Shadalita, Levina, Kippadat, Abelah Yasim Aleha, Shaman, you can't do Levita, Levina, you can't do that. So let, and apostles, Elmiata, Michas, Kaite, the apostle of Shaman, Hechimash Kakasla, why? Edi, Halesla. Doesn't have Shemin anyway, so it can't be something that's earmarked for it. It's not going to have, there's no did Shemin for it. Either Gulen, with a Chaverta, Chavert like Pussel. You're going to say, what? Maybe that it does not pass. Nevertheless, Lomi Vai come, I know. Lomi Vai, the Gulen and the Chaverta, the Pussel. Amol Hikrishla, let's say he was Mavrish, Shnei Lugin. Since each one is right, is appropriate to be able to be brought with this mincha by itself, maybe I would have a havamina to give a low lisa, kamash malon. And therefore it tells us not like that. How does he know? My ear to tell you, Rima Shamna, lisa Rima la Shemin. Why does it have to say Shabna Elohim Ashvelon? The Aval Gav the Hifrishla Shabna means the Aval Gav the Hifrishla. Should I look at it? It's still going to be possible. What will happen now if you, in the end, if you did a look and a half? That's what it's coming to tell us. Now let's say you did a look and a half. Remember Rashi says Sonkadaitach. Rashi before, but he says. Base lugin v'yirvu ima the nearest kish my bear is like two menachas. Of course, the gear said doesn't make sense the way we have it. The gear is shnei alechem kishnei kumtzim. It means ava b'loigu mechza sukadaita the lovisala. The havamim is that it does not passel. His maskad is that it does become passel. I don't know why. It's not clear here in the Gemara why it should, that should automatically become puzzle. I mean, we're sensing an eye that it's coming to include even where you did two lugim for it. Fine. Maybe, what happens about lugim mefsa? Well, that's the here it says. High chazi, a climber, Rashi says at the bottom. Climber, zeal the gabe, the high chazi, the zeal the gabe, high chazi, lay. Luminalai, the rabbalosa, ha, the afilu, we fisha, the shmud. Puzzle. Imirvu ima, if you did it, you were mixed it in it. Shabda mashra the hufash lishma. Mashra he did. How do you know what the amount now is though? Maybe you can hear it. You have to have an achashima amount. Everything is puzzle. Now, everything means even the amount that ostensibly is insignificant. I don't know how much the maskada, according to the maskada, how you would really have a hechrech. I don't know why Rashi says kosoka daitach. The more explored possibilities of a log. And he said, the Gemara is not dealing with a half. It's kosoka daitach, that's insignificant. All right, the Gemara held that way. Maybe it remains like that. There's no shakla v'tarya in the Gemara over here, as far as whether or not less than a lug is significant. The Gemara didn't talk about that. The question is where we're getting the lug from. Shnei lugin. All right. Shnei lugin. Now what? So you mix both of them together. It's an ifta pasul. Let's say you did half. Maybe had a chanavi. The same way we have the havamina. That there's no shakla v'tarya in the Gemara. This is what was bothering me, a problem that we have over here. Does Art address this?
Mm-hmm. According to this conclusion, if a half a lug of oil is added, the mincha certainly is possible, because that amount of oil cannot become kodesh. And therefore, it invalidates the mincha. He says everything is. A full lug, even a half a lug, anything.
Yeah, Rabbi, that's a Karanira. He's calling
know that.
Karanira.
What, pardon me? What are you saying? Kevin, are you interested? I don't.
But the Svasemis disagrees.
The Svasemis says what?
He says, Siev.
Says what?
Siev Svasemis speaks to the Svasemis on.
Oh, that's what I meant. Oh. Svasemis, you mean as bothered by what we're bothered by, you mean?
Yeah.
We're bothered by the Gemara. We hear Rashi's telling us, Lesokadaitach. What do you mean, Lesokadaitach? The Gemara never had a Shaklavatari in this. If the Gemara held that it's an insignificant amount, so the Gemara remains with that. The Gemara never changed that. Never was raised from that. But David, what do you say? The Karanaira?
The Karanaira, they also quote from the Rashba. The Rashba says that the half a lug is chulin.
Is what?
That the chatzi lug, the extra half a lug is chulin.
Is Gwen say good or no good?
They're not kasalta daita. It's chulin. He said it can't be. It's absolutely insignificant. Once you have the lug,
anything it will not pass off.
Exactly.
Not like Rashi. That's how we were learning it. That's why we're problem with the Rashi. We don't see this over here. That this the Gemara should be chaser from that. The Rashba says it like that. Okay, very. Rashi's very sorry.
Then he says the Chazanish says.
He says
the Chazanish says maybe the other Chatzi Lug is Acharayus. Because Rebbe, you have a problem.
David said that the Lakutei Halacha says it should be good, but someone Shmuel Rashi. What's he mean? Kesokah Daitos. That's what I would have said. I didn't think we're Lachayra, but Rashi says Kesokah Daitos. Rashi's not like that Lachayra. Yeah. Okay, this is a problem.
I mean, Rebbe, the bigger problem is that anything more than... the bigger problem is Tysus that we had in the second parak of Zvachem, that you can't be Makdish more than what's necessary. So it should not even receive Kedusha Sagof, the second look. The Tysus says it's like 40 out of the... like you Makdish 80, so 40 out of these 80 should be. But otherwise, it shouldn't have Kedusha Sagof. It's extraneous.
Well,
the Tysus says it's like the same thing as the 40 of the 80, which is difficult.
Well, yeah, you slaughtered on that. That's not Pasha. If you hold that there's such a thing that's called insignificant, I mean, the insignificant part could be a tuffel to the rest. The whole thing could be the Scottish.
It's like Pasha?
It means, what does it mean it's insignificant? Let's say a lug and a half. A lug and a half is nothing. Let's say it's nothing. So when you put it into the kli, what's going to become Kaddish? One lug out of the one and a half, or the whole thing is one and a half, because it's of no consequence anyway. So it might as well be part of the lug.
Close enough.
It's close enough. Hmm. You don't think I'll measure it out with a strainer? Can't go ahead and measure with a cup? Stop get to do it exactly like that? I mean, you know, whenever they've used it. I mean, shows what includes, but I mean, do it exactly, like the Tanu Machay Asharis. All right, that's what was bothering me. What's Rashi saying over here, Kesol Kadaituch?
Only in the Kaddish, increments of a log, less than a log, is nothing.
That's what I would hear.
Yeah, but you're more than a log.
I would hear. It means the extra more than a lug, yeah. Chisa levay nasa, tada rabbanim. Chas rabbi yomdal chayrit echad. You started, let's say, became chaser, the amount of levayna, and there was one chayrit, one kernel.
Particle.
What is it?
Was it a particle?
A particle, all right. When you're makterin, if it's only that amount, it's puzzle. Al shnei karten ksherit, even Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda holds even if that when the ultimate, when you're makterin, all the mizbeach with the kaimitz, it's good as long as you have two karten. And Rabbi Shimon Amar al karet echad ksherit. Puzzles become silly. You have to have one. Less than one is going to be puzzle. But if you have one, that's fine. Tanya, we like Kaimitz. a levina. If you have a kibitz and a levina, shechaser kolshehu, it's possible. So and now what? Now you're telling me it's chaser kolshehu, and all things it's possible. Today, kibitz levina shechaser kolshehu possible. That's what it would mean. In other words, you don't have to have the amount. You start out with a kibitz, of course. At the time of that Torah, we don't care really all that much. Kaimitz a levina shechaser kol shehu is possible. Be kaimitz the shechaser kol shehu is possible. To be kaimitz levina shechaser is possible. We might say ba kama levina habayim ba mincha kama levina habayim b'fnei atzma. Makes an afkamina in the levina, like we just said before from the Yerushalmi, how you measure it out, it could be different. The levina that comes with the mincha. Amar Rav Yitzchak bar Yosef, Amar Rav Yechanan. And why, for example, Gilo Machlekes Medavar. We have three Tanoim. Rav Meir Savar Kaimitz Mitchila. When you have the Kaimitz originally, where it's in the Bisa together with the flour, and you do the Kmitza. How much Levina has to be there? The Kaimitz. There's two characters that have to be there at the end, at the time of the Haktara. That's Rabbi Yehuda, remember. All you need is one kairat at the end. Again, I think I skipped something here. Again, it says, Rameir holds you need it from beginning to end. You have to have a kaimis mitchila and a kaimis by the haktara. Rabbi Yehuda says, Savar, kaimis mitchila, shnei karta besoif. And Rabbi Shimon says, kaimis mitchila, the kaimit echa besoif. Ushlash la mikra echa darshi yilan afa besukit. There's kol halavaina asher ala mincha. Rameir Savar, adi isa la levaina. The ikva mahare mincha meikara. You have to be back to it the way the amount that was there from before. Rabbi Huda Savar. Kol. The afil chad kairit. Kol means any. Not all. Any. Kol the afil chad. Then we have S. The rabbis kairit achim. And then we have the basic that we have the ace kol halavida. The ace is the another one. S hatafel upsara. Reb Shimon S like darish. Then Reb Yitzchak bar Yosef Shimon S like darish. There's Reb Darish and Shimon. That was Reb Shimon and Manasseh. It's not right from Shimon here. Reb Shimon stop Reb Shimon and Shas. It's Reb Shimon by Yafai.
Shimon
Manasseh. Shimon Manasseh was the one that Darshan called Esen Shema Torah. This is not the same Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon, you're not all Reb Shimon's are the same. The stop Reb Shimon is Reb Shimon by Yochai. Reb Shimon Esloi Darshan. Remember Reb Yitzchak? Rashi Abaya tells us. That's Rashi Abaya tells us. That stop Reb Shimon is Reb Shimon by Yochai. Rashi Abaya on the Chavov. Or Chavzayin. Rashi Abay is on Chavav. Chavav Marav. Reb Shimon Eslai Dar, Rav Rav Yitzchak Bar Yosef, Rav Rav Yechavit. Machlekes Melavayna Habayim HaMincha. Reb Meir, Reb Yehuda, Reb Shimon. It's by arguing by that. Ava Melavayna Habab is Rei Atzma. Tulsa, Mechatibrei HaKol. Kaimitz mitchila and kaimitz besoif. You always have to have from beginning to end a kaimitz. Lahachi and Shiles, when you do it, of course, we have to see later on in Menachas. How would you do it? Kmitza? Well, no. From Levina, it's not a problem. But you do it from Shemit. That's the problem. Kaimitz mitchila and kaimitz besoif. You need a kaimitz mitchila besoif. The Mahari Mincha and Bifnei Atzmalo, that you can have a different amount. You can have a kairit, two kairit, You can have it as long as the climate, the Levina, is not brought before Yatzma. If they Yatzma, you need the Gansazach. The Yavar of Yitzhim Yezer, or Rabbi Yechim. Bach like is Belevina Habayma Mincha. Aber Levina Habayma, also he said, Aber Levina Habayma Vazichin. The Levina that's there in the Vazichin, the Vazichin Levina, by the Shulchan. That's like the case of a Levina that's brought by itself. Maybe you say that Rashi Lachari should blind like Levina that's brought before Yatzma. The Gemara says not so pashut. Came into Mahane Lechem Asya. Kasher al Habincha Davya. Maybe that's included in the pasuk. Kasher al Habincha. Rashi comes and he tells us the following. Look, what we say, the Kaimitz Mitchila, Kaimitz Besaif. How did everybody understand that? You have to have the amount of Kaimitz at the end of the time of the Haktara as you had originally. What's originally?
When you made the Kaimitz.
When you had the Levina Bishas Kmitza. Let's take a look at the Rashi. Let's see the Rashi. Rameyer, Stam Masnisen, Diktani, Hisa Levina Sapsula. And we have Kaimitz Mitchila. What does it mean, the words Kaimitz Mitchila? Bishas Kmitza. All right, that's very good. Bishas Kmitza Boin and Shia Bikli. Malay Kaimitz Levina. We learn now from Psukim. We have later on the Xer Shava that you have to have an of Kaimitz. What Kaimitz? Who's Kaimitz? Like we said before. The Kaimitz of the Bailam, the Kaimitz of the Kayan, whatever. The Kaimitz Messiah, the Shas Akhtara. At the time of the Akhtara's Levina, when you have the Akhtara of the Levina, Shalom Techsan, that it can't be less. Shalom, I can't see it over here. Shalom Titsa. Shalom Techsa can't be less than that. Shalom Techsa should be less. Now, if we take a look at the Rambam, let me just say it over here. So, well, the Rambam brings this halacha also. We have a Rambam Silvi Abukdashim. The Rambam Silvi Abukdashim at Perik Yid Aleph. Halacha says, Mincha Shenafa L'Saych, here, who's the Rambam? Mincha Shenafa L'Saych Hashemen Mincha Acheres. A shemen chulin kol shehu nifsala. Tom also says the shemen kol shehu falls in, it's going to become pasul. Chiser shamna up to him. Let's have the look. Chiser levainasa shemen. The chiser levaina though is kosher, provided. Like Rabbi Yehuda, provided you have two karten left, two particles left. Listen to this. Avol kairin echad is a tulish. Never ace kol halavayda. So we have that. Mincha riba shabda halavayda sa the Rambam Nachman holds, where he brings, see again, where Divrei HaKol Shnei Kartz, where we talk about where he brought it himself, the Levina that came, it's a Kaimitz Mitchila, the Kaimitz Mitzayf. Let's see again. Yid Aleph, Yid Zayin, one second. Yid Zayin. He's not Dave Kaimitz. If he basically brings in a dove of a kibitz, levaydah of a levaydah, b'fnei atzmo, im chaser kol shehu baso.
Okay.
B'chein shnei mazichei levaydah, she'im halechem, im chaser echad behen kol shehu b'sulim. Now, what is this thing? The idea of talking about
what's the
Bitchila
V'Yatzayif?
What's the Bitchila V'Yatzayif? The Rambam says that he brings it because Beso. See, the Chaira doesn't make, shouldn't make enough commitment. Let's say you hold. Let's say that it's all based. See, it's not so pashut. I mean, maybe it should be pashut. Let's say it's a machlokes in Yerushalmi. This din that we have, if you bring the levina bifnei atzmo, you have to bring a kibitz. All right, kibitz of who? The kayin or the bailim? Now, if you're going to say that it's going to be mitchila v'yatzayif, what difference does it make? Whether Chil means at the time of the Kibitza, at the time of the Kibitza, or at the time of you bring it because Mesa. It's the same one, same thing. Let's say he holds up the Bailin. That means if it's Chil on the outside, it has to be the sheer Kibitz of the Bailin. Doesn't make a difference. The only time it's going to make a difference is by the, you have the Haktara. Again, what? And let's say you hold that as the Bailin. It means his sheer kibbutz doesn't change.
But it's lost in between the kedusha and the haftarah.
The what?
You put it in the klisharis.
Yeah. But it has to be. Yeah, but how much is in the klisharis?
But if it's lost between the two points, that would be the question. If some of it gets lost between the time he puts it in the klisharis, he's marked.
Yeah.
That's the problem.
Yeah. Again, let's say you would. Let's say you would go. Chila inside. Rashi learned, when Rashi says it, it's totally at the time of the Kibitza. Rashi learned it's not at the time of the Kibitza. He's talking by a regular mincha. By a regular mincha, so there's a kibitz that goes at the time of the kibitz. And the kibitz, at the time of the Kibitza, of the Silas. There's an amount of Levina that's there at the time of that Kibitza. Like it has to be there, like Rashi told us yesterday. Right? There's a dinner, the Ace Kol Al Levina, Asher Al Amincha. In the Bisa. In the Bisa. Now, is it? So, but he's telling us, does it have to be, but to be the amount that's Kaveya that has to be, at the kibitz at the time of the kibitz, it could have been enough mafkabina. Could have been enough kibina if you were to say that the amount has to mean that he brings me tech beso, it doesn't make enough kibina in that. What difference does it make? It's going to have to be the same kibitz that you start out with by the kibitz. The same thing as if he brings it me tech beso. That's what his kibitz is. It's the bailam. He has a certain size hand. It doesn't make a difference in that. Now, let's say you're not talking about the time of the mitzvah, you're talking about the kibitz that he brings betchila, but that also should be the same thing. It's, if that's still totally in the bailam, what difference does it make?
It's lost between that question.
If it's lost between, it's not going to work anyway.
That's the point.
No, it will work. Excuse me. I mean, if it was like that originally, if it was like that originally, all you need is two cartons at the end. No, but it could be now. So what about a case, let's say, where it's not brought with the mincha now? Will that make enough kibina?
You still have to be marked with the lawyer. Some of these will be marked with that question, but the side is not brought.
Yeah, but the only thing that it is, in that case, the only thing that you're bringing is the lawyer. All right, so it won't make enough kibina.
Will, because it's not left with it. It depends how much has to be left.
That doesn't make enough. It has to be left in the case where you bring that just the Levina, where it's not together with a regular mincha. there, and it's kosher kosher. It's going to be kosher. It's only going to be kosher b'makom where it's together with a mincha. If you're bringing the levina by itself, any amount will passel it. Any amount of chesaron will passel it.
What about
the lechem aponim? Whose hand? By lechem aponim, it's going to be the same thing. It's like it's a separate levina b'mifnei atzmo.
Well, whose hand?
Oh, no, and chadami. They're the same. So whose hands is it totally? Yeah, but there's no Bilam on that either.
That's
so it's going to be some Kayin. Which Kayin is going to be the amount of Levita, the amount of Levita that you have by the Bazichai Levita? You have to have a Kaimitz in each Bazach. Whose Kaimitz? You can have one big fat Kayin with a huge, right now it's going to be a big Kaimitz. Then you can have a little skinny, a Chatzi Shear person. Whose kibitz, the tharmitz, is that you have to have by the levina by the bazichin? You can't, by the way, like we even mentioned once, you can't have a skinny kayan, you know. It creates very big problems. You'll have to have fat, fleshy kayanim. Because if you don't, there's going to be a problem of beta beinayim. Because you have to have that fleshy kayhanim that is not going to be stuck between the fingers. If you have stuff between the fingers, then the Gemara remains with the Abaye and the Yimshita, really. Darn human. You can't have something that's going to be a suffix. What?
Right, so the Gemara says, well, a havi eitim.
I can't hear
you. The verses you just put, the Gemara says, well, a havi eitim. You just put it on like Aitzen.
Right.
So it's not a problem.
Okay. All right, Basi Raklahayer then. Okay. So now what?
You can't help it.
Yeah.
Rebbe, you can't discriminate. It's terrible. They'll be sued.
No, spoken like a true thin person.
A formerly thin person.
Now, if you would be bozo, then there would be a tie that you wouldn't tie it. But at least you're honest. Okay, at least it's coming from you. Be a 500-pound person, right. Then you'd have to take them with a grain, with a carton of salt. Okay. All right, so now what
is Rebbe, how much is a kairat? Rebbe, how much is a kairat? Is there a measurement of a kairat?
How much is a kairat? Absolutely no
idea.
Yeah,
how much?
I don't know.
I know, no, it's just... They don't know, it's a little bit.
Kamashka, Ligi Maravabi Marav Yitzhak Navcha. Tadabar Machlekis Belavaina Habayi Mahmincha. Abelavaina Habayi Feyatzma Dimri Akal. Kaimits Mitchila and Kaimits Messiah. Like the way we've been saying all along. Tadabar Nok Machlekis Mizil. Kach Machlekis Mizil. The other one holds that it's not like that. This is not Muskim to everybody. There, the machlekes between Rabbeinu, Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Shimon might apply even over here. Chisa levaynasar. The din is here. It said chisa levaynasar is
mitzula.
Yeah, but how much? We don't know. Ha yater kshera. Let's say it's more than a kibitz. That's why it's kosher. But tanya yater psula. Then we learn if it's more. It's Basavar Rabbi Machabek Gachim Mishlo Shnei Kamps Kmatzim. We're telling you he did Shilvi Amar Rabbi Machabek Mishlo Shnei Kmatzim. The Avad Echad Behem Kainim Kmitza Lo Hukful. Aha Kmitza Hukful. If it got lost afterwards, then it's Hukful. Then it becomes Pasal. The Avad Rabbi Machabek Hifish arba kmatzim the shnei bazichin, say by lechem apadim, beyond the shnayim ahem, kind of silik bazichin. Then it wasn't kefeyan, it's good. On the other hand, liachar silik bazichin, kukvu, then what happens? It becomes fossil. Hasu lovely aduha. Now the same came of the barer kaimitz nida, came of shihigiyas mana, the parka. Come on, the parking lot. Come on, Shmuel. There, it says, the spot came. Since it's already designated and defined of what it is, then as soon as the spot came, the way Rashi learned always, remember on Daf Ches, he meant 6 hours. So maybe that's called, therefore it's going to be possible. Rashi over here comes and tells us, it's psula di'aser mi'dai riba. It's too much. It's an excessive amount. The same thing the Gemara said before by the Shedden. She gives Baba Yerkin, and therefore, hukvu Babi ki yeser psula. I knew half, but before, the Rashi tells us before, she'ifish la shnei k'matzim psula di'aser mi'dai riba. And why? Because it was nikva already. At the time where it was the Zman, here he talk about the Raisis, very, very shmer, what it means. It's a Zman, there's a Zman of Lechem upon him. What do you mean, Lazman Lechem upon him? It's a whole day Shabbos. No Zman. Rashi said before, it's 6 hours. That already depends again, man, because it's Basiche, kind of the Musafim, Musafim, kind of the Basiche. What's this thing with the 6 hours? He shows him, remember the Gemara, or Nafnot Ches and Tomin Nishchat. But it's a very shvera thing. The whole Shabbos is this mad, like the Mechaz Chinuch Ches. We have the same problem. Ha'kaim it's a Sabincha Lecho Shiyareha. B'chutz. He was Kaimit the Mincha to eat the Shirayim. B'chutz. He did a Kmitza of the Mincha to eat the Shirayim. B'chutz. Okizayas Mishiorel Bachutz. Or Laakir Kaitza Bachutz. He was made the Kmitza to be Makir the Kaimitz Bachutz. Okizayas Kaitza Bachutz. Or Laakir the Vainasa Bachutz. Maybe he had done it to be Makir the Levina Bachutz. Apostle the Ainbal Chorus. And there's no chorus. Note. What does it not say here? There's a lack of symmetry that we have here in the Mishnah, of course. It didn't say, O Kizayas of the Levina B'chutz. Rashi says, V'kashya, Amai lo tanin abi Kizayas b'Levainasa. Does everybody see the Rashi? From the bottom, it's 6 lines up. V'kashya, why didn't it say Kizayas Teritz, Hachstaba Karabadin, the Omri Liyel, the Levina Kshera Bekirin Echad, Hilkach Lotana Kizayas? Or it means like Rabbi Yehuda, it could be also Ter Karton, it could be that it's not going to have a Kizayas. Which means Rashi's telling us, Gavaldig is Zach. He's thinking about Machshomas Pigal, about Levina, and the din, sheer haktara, that you normally need, because Zayas, does not apply by the Levina. You think that you're going to be makter a carton or two? That becomes pigle. That's not shy to say, Kizayas. And the Rambam argues. The Rambam argues, and the Rambam tells us there's a yisoyin of pigle, irrespective of what it takes to be makter for what's called a kosher haktara of Levina. We hold like Rabbi Yehuda, the two karta, that's a legitimate haktar. For pigle, you have to think about a kezayis. Why? Yeah, why? Because he the chayrim, the pashmi heyachal yeyachal means you always be the share of achila, according to the Rambam. The Rambam Salem Mugdashim, you have it in your dalit. We need a kezayis for Levina also. It's not tully, the pigle is not tully with what the kashrus of haktara is. We have to see, deal with this more. But the Rambam here, we have a fundamental machlekes here, Rashi with the Rambam. When we talk about pigle, the sheer kizayis, whether or not it's conceivable that it could be less than a kizayis, Rashi also could be, it's the sheer aktara. You do aktara, which is called the legitimate aktara, chutzlis mano, then that will make it pigle. The Rambam will say, absolutely, it's etched in concrete. You have to have a kizayis. Okay, Zayas, you have to have to kite to the Machar. Okay, Zayas, be kite to the Machar. I'll have to levine on the Machar. Pingle, the Chayavan of Karzakla. Call our Kaimitz, I said, Miklas and Bikli. Hamelech Hamatir Melechol Dama Shindaka Lechol Melahakti Dama Shindaka Lahakdir. Chutzlim Kaimai Pasavim Makaras Chutzlim Mano Pekam Chayavan of Kars. And we'll vad Shiakri provided, like all Pekos Shiakri Hamatir Kamitzvaso. Kainzad Karav Hamatir Kamitzvaso Kamat Mishtika. He did it without a Machshavas Pekam. Nasad Mikli Mahalach Mahikdir Chutzlis Mano. Oh, shekabatz, chutzus mano, let's say dincha, the nasan kum bikli, vahailuch behik der mishtika, shekabatz, the nasan bikli, vahailuch behik der chutzus mano, zel shekar vamataka mitzvasa. You didn't mix in any kind of another machshava psula. You did it pure unadulterated machshava chutzus mano. Kate said, laikar vamataka mitzvasa, kabatz chutzlim kaimai. Where it cannot be pigle. Nasad bikli, and then v'halach v'hiter chutzlis mano. Oh, shikamat chutzlis mano, nasad bikli, v'halach v'hiter chutzlim kaimai, where you ruined it. You made another psul. Oh, shikamat, oh, shikamat, nasad bikli, v'halach v'hiter chutzlim kaimai. Zel, shaloi karav ha-matak and mitzvah. So once you did that, then it does not, there's no chiv karas. Minchas chayte, a minchas kenais, of course, we have another way to stare the whole thing. Shekotza shalom lishman, nasan bikli, we shalom lishman, we'll pass it. Nasan bikli, mahalach vehite chutz lizmano, shekomet chutz lizmano. Nasan bikli, mahalach vehite shalom lishman, shalom shekomet, nasan bikli, mahalach vehite shalom lishman. Zel shaloi karav hamatak mitzvaso. If you did that, you blow the whole thing. It's not eligible for pigo. Lechol kizayis b'chutz, kizayis lebachar, kizayis lebachar, kizayis b'chutz, or kechatzi zayis b'chutz, kechatzi zayis lebachar, kechatzi zayis lebachar, kechatzi zayis b'chutz. Pasul. The Eba Karis. Karis, you can't have. For Karis, you have to have a full Kizayis by itself, the Bacha. Chutzlis Mano, you can't mix it in. Amar Rabbi Yehuda Zahaklal, and Rabbi Yehuda argues on the whole thing. Imakshavis Hazman, Kodma, the Makshavis HaBakayim. Pigo, like we have in Zvachim, if Rabbi Yehuda is not the, this is nothing new that, to us, we know it from Zvachim. Amacha pigo b'chayvan alam karesi makshavas ha-macha kodma lachshavas ha-zman basal v'yeh makares v'chachamim aymrim, it doesn't make a difference. Zev is that basal v'yeh makares. On the other hand, the Rabbanin hold that in both cases it's basal v'yeh makares. Mes Hashem, we'll pick it up over here.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekayemes on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.